Some immigrants from developing countries can enter the U.S. more easily if they work in industries that lack qualified American workers. That got a little harder this month with the beginning of the new fiscal year. Congress did not renew a program that had increased the number of those foreign workers. Commentator Sandeep Roy says some employers are going right to the source for their labor.
The American dream has come full circle. A friend of mine came to the Silicon Valley as a software engineer years ago from India. Now he's thinking it's time to go back home. He just got laid off. His job went, you guessed it, to India. Once upon a time, we thought only manufacturing jobs would be outsourced, that our VCRs and cars would be made in Mexico and China. Then the call centers that take your service complaints started moving. Now, even software development is happening offshore. And why not? It's cheaper than shipping all those science and engineering graduates over here on H-1B visas, the visas for people in fields with a shortage of American workers. Those H-1Bs were easy to spot, particularly for us blasé cosmopolitan types who had lived in the United States for a few years and learned not to call erasers rubbers. They moved in packs, drove only Honda Accords or Toyota Corollas, and did all their India shopping at Walmart. How quickly things change. Only 3 years ago, industry's ravenous demand for H-1B visas forced Congress to raise the cap on them. Last year, over half of those H-1B visas lay unclaimed. Now, with little fanfare, the H-1B visa cap has slipped back to 65,000, where it was before the onset of dot-com fever. It used to be when I went back to India, cousins and neighbors would come looking for advice. What should we study in college so we can go to America? What's hot, database management or artificial intelligence? Now we are asking them about job opportunities in India and listening to their fresh-out-of-college, get-rich-quick stories. I remember muggy summer afternoons in Calcutta when my friends and I practiced taking the GRE exams to get into American grad schools. The scores on those exams often meant more to us than our actual degrees from universities in India. Some of us were coming to America to get doctorates in hypercube algorithms. Some were coming for the cars and Hollywood. Some were coming because they heard that in Silicon Valley, nerds became millionaires overnight. Now, 2,000 people show up at a career fair in the heart of Silicon Valley, held by companies setting up shop in India. 2,000 people thinking that maybe Bangalore isn't that bad a place to live. But those who came here and those who returned to India will find both cultures irrevocably changed. The Indian lunch buffets and Hindi movie theaters that sprang up in malls in New Jersey and California are here to stay. And the software engineers who are outsourced back to the mothership are finding they have MTV and McDonald's over there now. Perhaps their kids will end up even preferring a mutton Maharaja Mac.
The comments of Sandeep Roy. He's a former software engineer who's now an editor with New California Media in San Francisco.